The Guardian.
A new satellite TV service has been launched in the UK. It's different to Sky because once you buy it, there's nothing else to pay. FreeSAS is non-subscription and has more than 80 TV and radio channels at the moment. That number's expected to rise to 200 by the end of this year. It's available to 98% of homes. Here's our media correspondent, Owen Gibson.
So the best way to think about FreeSat is as a satellite version of Freeview, which is the service that many people probably know about, where you go to a high street retailer, you take home a box, plug it into your telly and the aerial, and you get 40 odd channels on your television. FreeSat is a version of that, but instead of your existing aerial, you'll receive them through a satellite dish. There'll be more channels, so you'll get up to 200 by the end of the year, and you'll also be able to get high definition channels much sooner than you'd be able to through Freeview. So it's free to air television for a one-off fee, and it'll expand the range of channels that you have available to you.
So why do we need this?
Well, there's two reasons. Some people living in an area at the moment where they can't get Freeview. There's about 25% of households who live outside the Freeview transmission area. So at the moment, their only choice is if they want to see digital television or multi-channel television is to subscribe to Sky, or, confusingly, to get the free-to-air service from Sky, which they've also called FreeSat, which has been up and running for a number of years. But obviously, they haven't promoted it very heavily because they want you to pay. So so basically, the upshot is, yes, if you live outside a Freeview area, then you'll want it. Or if you're keen on getting high-definition broadcasts and you don't want to subscribe to Sky, you'll also be keen as well.
Because at the moment, you can only get HD through Sky, isn't that right?
Sky offer it, and so do Virgin Media, which is the cable service, but at the moment, broadly, you have to pay for it, that's right.
OK, so who's behind this, and is it giving Sky a run for its money?
So BBC and ITV are behind it. They're the joint shareholders. They'll both put money into the marketing of this thing and running the call centres and that sort of thing. They're running it along the same model as Freeview. So basically, the manufacturers are responsible for making the boxes and the satellite dishes. The retailers are responsible for installing them. But BBC and ITV will sort of play an overall guiding role. It's not really in direct competition to Sky. Obviously, it's not a pay service. But it's definitely one of the motivations is definitely for BBC and ITV to have an element of control over their own digital destiny, if you like. They both don't want to cede that control to Sky, so they're launching their own sort of parallel service that allow them to retain more control over it.
At the moment, do ITV have any HD services?
ITV don't have any HD services at the moment. This will be their first foray into HD. BBC and Channel 4 have started to make moves in that direction and make more of their programmes available in HD. ITV said today they were going to do the same, which has immediately sparked a big row with Sky, because ITV said that their HD programmes would only be available for the moment through this new FreeSat service. And if you're a Sky HD subscriber, you wouldn't be able to see them, which obviously didn't make Sky very happy and probably will spark a war of words between the two, but also will spark commercial negotiations between the two. I mean, I think ultimately ITV will also show their programmes on Sky, but they're waiting for Sky to stump up some cash for them to do so.
Haven't we been through all this between Virgin and Sky and the consumer losing out in the end?
Well, absolutely. I mean, I think, you know, anyone who's paid close attention to these things down the years will certainly have an element of Groundhog Day about this. These sort of rows between broadcasters and platform operators are common. And ultimately, yes, I think you're right. I think in this situation, Sky are probably quite right to turn around and say, well, it's our subscribers that lose out at the end of the day if they can't see ITV in high definition. And actually, in those homes, people may watch a bit less ITV, so it's in the interest of both parties to come to an agreement, and I think they'll probably do so much more quickly than they did in the case of Virgin and Sky, which kind of escalated and escalated until neither side.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.